This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is John Batchelor, speaking with my colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, the Editor-in-Chief of Strategic Europe, about anti-Semitism in Europe, in the EU, and in Germany and in Berlin. Judy has very sharp things to say about what the EU can and cannot do with its social media. At the same time, she points to a minister who is a member of government, Robert Habeck, who has made a video that is directed at the German people to explain the anti-Semitism and the Holocaust and the brutality of the 20th century towards Jewish people in Germany. She recommends it highly. She also says that the teachers in the schools are restrained from speaking of these matters because of politics. She also mentions that we have anti-Semitism everywhere now visible in Germany. And she worries about what is coming. And she worries about the Jewish citizens and their safety in Germany. Here's Judy.
Yes, there is a huge information space going on. And I think the European Union is actually handling it very badly. First of all, the European Union don't have the huge kind of social network and social media that is necessary, let alone the simple television or radio. It's quite primitive, actually, and it's very reactive. So it's left up to the member states. And the member states have been slow on the uptake. Germany has tried to be a bit more, has been robust in speaking out against anti-Semitism, but it hasn't been strong enough. There's been demonstrations in support of Israel, but there's been countless pro-Palestinian demonstrations with people not identifying themselves, wearing hoods and scarves, and an older generation as well, and very, very, very anti-Jewish and anti-Israel. Both for them are the same sides of the coins, anti-Jewish and anti-Israel. That's all about it. And it took the German vice chancellor, who's also the economy minister and climate change minister, Robert Habeck, who's a green politician, who gave this extraordinary video last week, a 10-minute clip, so coherent, so unambiguous, so direct, so loaded with clarity on what was at stake in Germany in terms of the anti-Semitism, in terms of the role of the Muslim communities, in terms of Islam. He spelled out what Hamas was. I mean, this video, it's available for anybody who wants to see it on social media. Robert Habeck is his name. It should be used and watched in every single school across Germany. And one point about the schools, teachers, as the leading German newspaper reported, teachers are not actually addressing this issue because they are afraid, and they are afraid of the polarization of the schools, or afraid of reaction from parents. It's simply not discussed what is happening here with growing anti-Semitism, even though the Holocaust happened in Germany, and there's a terrible fear now that Jews may pack up their bags and leave. At least some of them will leave.
Thank you.